part one of the Greta Good podcast introduction, we answered four questions. Who are you? Who are you, man? What's in a name? Who's in an audience? And what are the contours of the podcast? Also teased for part two, a deconstruction, a deeper dive, a deconstruction into the, man, MG's gonna kill me, I can't keep my face in the screen here. A deeper dive into the phrase itself, the greater good. As well as a discussion of generally Green Party politics and a Q&A with myself. So I'm going to start with the Q&A with myself. Question number one, does the world need another podcast, Brian? Yes, unequivocally yes. The atomization of media is good for us right now. Far too long, corporate interests have controlled media, have controlled news, have controlled information. To the extent that you don't even know what you haven't been told over the years, which is why there is such a pull, there's such a desire, there's such a demand for information from the government, information from science, information from individuals within politics, information from everyone. That's why we, at this moment in time, in the cycle, in the saeculum, that's why we're so eager to hear new voices, why individualized, atomized media, both professional journalistic media, entertainment media, and individual media, like this, so to speak, has proliferated so dramatically. I mean, think about it, in the last 10 years, the stats on podcast creation, development, I mean, existence period in the last 10 years are pretty staggering. But having said that, it's still a fractionally, the number of podcasts, the atomization is not so, the scale is not so great that, as you might think, I guess is the best way to say it. It's still a vanishingly small, the number of podcasts relative to the number of human beings who have smartphones, which, of course, in the Western world is skewed, is vanishingly small. So, anyway, more importantly, ask yourself this. Here's a thought experiment for you. Would you rather, if you could choose between putting the brakes on the proliferation of new media and returning to the days of yore, 30, 40, 50, shit, 70 years ago, when media, news information gathering, presentation, editorializing, etc., was the purview of just a handful of large corporations, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, to an extent, beginning in the late 80s and early 90s until the present, in which corporations, individuals, generally white men, older white men, and their cadres of attorneys and politicos, etc., controlled not only the volume, but the content and the texture, the lens, the imprimatur of that information, to the extent that, like I said a minute ago, we didn't even know what we weren't being told. Or, alternatively, would you prefer to continue to atomize? Would you prefer that new media continue to proliferate? Would you prefer to hear more voices? I mean, I think the answer is simple. I'd prefer not to put power back in the hands of some rich asshole and or his cadre of attorneys. I say that as an attorney. So, yes, unequivocally, the world needs another podcast. Does it need this podcast? TBD. Okay, question number two is, why now? Why now, Brian? Why'd you start this podcast now? Well, the answer to that one is also simple. Why not now? If not now, when? Like, apropos of the answer to the first question, there are so many new voices. I believe in what I have to say. I want to be speaking to the public. I want to engage with people. I want to share ideas. I want to receive ideas. I want to debate. I want to hear what people have to think, have to say. I want to hear about their experiences. I want to share my own because I think it has value. And there's no reason not to. I mean, we just, 6 months ago, 7 months ago, re-elected Trump. Say, take that for what it is. And the world is going to hell. I mean, let's be honest. I think I mentioned this in part one, but to reiterate, with respect to that final point, I do believe that our country is headed towards a revolutionary moment, a revolutionary turn. And as such, there's no time like the present. There's no time like now to finally do the things that we've always wanted to do, say the things we've always wanted to say. The guardrails are off. The institutions, political, governmental, local, cultural, everything's being remade. Everything's being deconstructed. Some things more radically, forcibly, violently than others, but it is happening. So now's the time. There's never been a better time. So let's do it. Question number three. What motivated me to start the podcast? Try to keep the morning sun out of your eyes here, camera. I would say, I'm realizing now that to some extent this question is better asked by saying what radicalized me, but what motivated me to finally start the podcast? The singular thing that moved me towards the Green Party, finally, is the party's courageous, confident, and unyielding commitment to calling Israel's actions in Gaza what it is, which is genocide. It is genocide. You can look up the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide if you want. It's not long. It's very simple. I believe there are five tenets, any one of which being satisfied constitutes the crime of genocide. Israel has clearly violated at least four, probably five in my opinion. But point being that the Democrats' abject failure, cowardice, like true cowardice on the issue, and our country's historic armament of Israel and continued armament of Israel as it commits genocide, let's speak plainly. I mean, it is Israel's final solution against Gaza. They've more or less said as much. The Democrats have done nothing they're feckless cowards in so many ways, and in the most obvious moment in my life in which they could have stood up and honored their commitment to the underrepresented, the historically discriminated against, the historically oppressed, they failed. Just failed. Just abject failure. Also, I have to say that I was a Bernie guy. I mean, I think I made that clear in part one, but if I didn't, yes, I was a Bernie guy. Walked the streets, knocked on doors, got a sticker on my car, Bernie beats Trump. And apropos of the first part, his mealy-mouthed answers with respect to genocide in Gaza don't inspire me. And his handling, or his strategic decisions in 2020 against Biden at the debates were pathetic. I mean, pathetic. He couldn't take the gloves off for Joe Biden, my friend Joe. Like, I mean, you lost me, Bernie. You lost a lot of us. AOC, no better, probably worse. I mean, the sit-in was great, but she just be clowned herself. So, and I suppose it's time to say, it's fair to say that, in case maybe it's obvious, but it's my intention, personally, to run as a Green in 2026 and in 2028. Emanuel Cleaver, our local Missouri's 5th Congressional District seat holder for the last 20 years. Crazy, that guy has done very, very little. I just protested at one of his fundraising events. He's in for 2026, he'll probably be in for 2028, because why not? I mean, it's an easy win for him, cashing that paycheck. Yeah, it's my intention to run as a Green. 2026, we don't have ballot access, so it's probably gonna have to be a write-in campaign, more on that later. But we will have ballot access after 2026. So spread the word, build the movement, build momentum in 2026, and then 2028, win. Bye-bye. Okay, more Q&A with myself. Question 3. What's the goal? What's the goal with this podcast? What are we doing here? What's the plan? What's the end point? Well, of course, I'm going to run for Missouri's 5th Congressional District seat in 2026 and 2028. And so, personal goal, win that seat. But larger goal, and the purpose of the podcast specifically, is to grow the movement, grow the Green movement, Kansas City, in Missouri, in the United States, around the country. We'll talk a little bit more about the Green Party in part two of this introduction a little bit later. And I think I'm going to add a third part that specifically goes into depth with respect to the party's pillars. No. Yeah. Four pillars, 10 key values, robust platform. online presence generally, cohesion or lack thereof across the country, et cetera. But I'm going to touch on the party a little bit later in this episode, or this part of the introduction. Anyway, so the goal here is to build a movement. The goal is to think more deeply, think more proactively, speak more in longer terms, you know, to engage people like me that are former Democrats who are disaffected, or who are disappointed, who are, I mean, frankly, disgusted with the Democratic Party and the whole system, the whole rotten electoral system captured by special monetary financial interests, primarily. So what I want you to do in the audience is get involved. As I teased in part one of the introduction, one of the initial episodes will focus on a book called The Anatomy of Power by John Kenneth Galbraith, in which he delineates that power source. There are only three sources of power, really, ultimately. Property power, personality power, and organizational power, which I'll describe as people power. So it makes the alliteration is better and easier to remember. Personality, property, and people. So again, if you don't have the kind of personality and platform in which to create a movement, if you don't have the property, in this case monetarily, to bend the will of the larger electorate by buying $250 million worth of political power, advertisements, boots on the ground, rallies, whatnot. If you don't have either of those types of power, those sources of power, then you got to get organized. We got to get organized. That is the goal of the podcast. Grow the movement. Get organized. Encourage, even if you don't agree with ultimately what I say, the positions, the Green Party platform, get organized. Get organized with any organization. It doesn't even have to be electoral. Build organizational power. Build a union. Build a political movement. Build a social network. Build a single issue political action group. I don't want to say political action committee because that term is tainted, but you understand what I mean. Get involved, organize, talk to your friends, talk to your family, talk to your neighbors, find common ground, get organized. That's the primary goal. And okay, so then obviously the final question from you presumably is, well, what do I do? Well, personally, with respect to candidacy, the Green Party, the Kansas City chapter of the Missouri Green Party and the larger Green Party, get online, check out our as yet updated website, look at the policies, look at the platform, look at the people, get in touch with us, consider joining the movement. If not us, get engaged. Pay attention to what's going on. Read, investigate. Listen to debates, challenge yourself. Watch a YouTube channel, subscribe to a YouTube channel that ostensibly or superficially you would think doesn't purport to promote or espouse things that you automatically agree with or that you are certain to agree with. Challenge yourself, open your mind. Get into arguments, get into debates. I mean, we're in this moment right now where people are so afraid to argue with each other because it feels so permanent. It feels so comprehensive. It feels so totalizing. I mean, that's the essence of cancel culture, right? Like, you say one thing and you're just done, right? I don't agree with cancel culture. I don't agree with it socially, culturally. I certainly don't agree with it. How do I want to say this? I don't agree with it as regards the state's ability to perform the ultimate example of cancel culture, the death penalty. I don't agree that anyone should be killed at any point for any reason, aside from a truly defensive posture. If your life is immediately endangered and threatened, that's the only type of fatal action with which I agree. Otherwise, I don't agree that the state has the right to exercise the lawful killing of one of its citizens. How do we get far afield here? Get engaged. Get engaged. Challenge yourself. Don't be afraid to look silly. Don't be afraid to say, I don't know. I don't know what this means. I don't understand this topic. Don't be afraid to ask people, hey, tell me more. Tell me more about this. Give me some sources for further information, more robust information. Tell me. Tell me where I can go. So that's the call to action right now. Get involved. Get involved with us. Get involved with some organization. Get involved. Educate yourselves. Talk to people. Don't be afraid. That'll do it for... Oh, geez, I'm about to get run over here. That'll do it for part two of the introductory episode of the Greater Good podcast. My name is Brian. Look forward to part three, in which do a deep dive, a dissection perhaps, into the pillars, the platform, the policies, the politics of the Green Party of the United States and the Green Party of Missouri. See you then.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.